It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Lots of people think that if they plant their flower beds to perennials, all their future gardening needs will be solved. They have visions of banks of blooms that never need attention and will always be there year after year. I hate to say it, but these gardeners have been led down the primrose path. Someone needs to set them straight about the perils of planting perennials before too much disappointment sprouts and overtakes the real joys that can be found along this sometimes challenging gardening route. Right about now, you may be saying, if perennials are such a problem, why bother? Just buy a couple of six-packs of petunias or marigolds from the bargain store each spring and throw them in the ground for an instant flower bed. And that's okay if you're wanting a flower bed that sits quietly in the entryway to a public place, putting out the same blooms all summer long and waiting for the first fall freeze to sound its death knell. But if you're truly a gardener, then eventually you'll want to broaden the palette and reflect the subtle changes in a gardening season. You'll want variety of color, bloom, height, and texture. Ultimately, you'll want perennials. A plant that blooms during a specific time of the growing season, then dies back during the cold times, and reemerges the next year to do it all over again. These comeback kids are too numerous to list, but some well-known perennials include tulips, chrysanthemum, iris, daisies, and peonies. In my garden, I can set my seasonal clock by these old favorites. Tulips and other flowering bulbs see winter out the door and give notice that warmer weather is on the way. The iris and peonies greet me in the spring and are usually at their peak for decoration day. The daisies give me bright blooms through summer's heat, and the chrysanthemums burst forth with fall colors to wind up the passing show. Most perennials are an investment in your gardening future. They may cost a bit more at the garden center, but if they're given a good start and some ongoing attention, they'll serve up color and comfort for years to come. Once established, they'll need water on a regular basis. Even a species listed as drought-tolerant, like purple coneflower, needs a good drink now and then. And to succeed for the long haul, perennials need some annual nourishment in the form of a complete and balanced fertilizer. Keeping the bed in good shape while the plants take to their new home is perhaps the most time-consuming part of perennial gardening. Weeds will want to move right in, and they need to be controlled either by mulch or by handwork. Although weeding seems to be a never-ending chore for any type of garden, it does become a lighter burden as your perennial bed gets established and grows together. Your prized plants will literally push the weeds out as they mass and spread, giving the interlopers little space or sunlight to find a home. As a matter of fact, as time passes, some of your perennials may go through a Jekyll and Hyde transformation and become weeds themselves. Left on their own, they'll jump boundaries, establishing new homes and taking over turf by root or seed. That will bring you full circle in the gardening game as you're forced to uproot plants and cut back seed pods to regain control. But one of the most effective ways of controlling an errant perennial is to use the strategy of divide and conquer. All you need is a sharp spade, a bucket, and a friend who'll adopt your new orphans and give them good homes. We'll talk more about this part of perennial production next week.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.